It's All Things Considered on 91.9 FM WUOT. I'm Chrissy Kuiper. Knox County Schools leaders have been trying to quash rumors that the whole district is about to switch to virtual learning because of the COVID-19 pandemic. But the real trigger might be whether it can keep enough teachers and substitutes in the classroom. WUOT News contributor Heather Duncan reports.
Even before COVID-19, Knox County schools had often closed for flu because there weren't enough substitutes for sick teachers. This year, it's expected to be worse. Cedar Bluff Middle School became the first in the district this week to shift temporarily to online classes for lack of subs. COVID-19 has led about 50 teachers to take an unpaid semester off and left some substitutes unwilling to work. Kara Borum is one of them.
I have breathing and blood pressure and heart problems, and if I could sub virtually where I wouldn't come into contact with anybody, that would be an option, but in person, I feel it's very dangerous right now.
The number of subs available is unclear. Scott Bolton, Human Resources Director for Knox County Schools, said last week that a survey of district substitutes found most were on board.
Our sub pool's pretty strong. We have about 1,317. We're not down subs, other than the 68 that we had that opted out to take a semester off.
But the Knoxville News Sentinel quoted Superintendent Bob Thomas this week saying only about 480 subs are available, less than half what Bolton reported. On the district's online dashboard of benchmarks for closing, substitute availability is already in the red zone. Tanya Coates is the president of the Knox County Education Association.
If they're telling you that they're okay, that we have a great pool, we really don't. We have over 1,000 plus substitute teachers, but they're not willing to actually come in and help us. That's what we've heard.
Coates said several dozen retired teachers have told her they hesitate to substitute because social distancing isn't guaranteed, or because they're not comfortable with the amount of technical knowledge and public health enforcement expected. It's unclear whether subs are needed when virtual teachers are sick. About a third of the district students learn from them at home. Bolton wasn't sure whether even elementary students would have a live substitute or just pre-recorded videos and assignments. In-person teachers who are quarantined because of COVID exposure can still teach from home if they feel well, but that won't cut down on the number of subs needed because someone will still have to supervise those students in the school. To recruit more subs, the district is offering bonuses. It's also trying to hire 25 teachers to work full-time as subs wherever they are needed, but there haven't been many takers. Borum says the bonus isn't a meaningful incentive for her as long as subs don't get health insurance.
Because I don't have health insurance, if I were to go in, my job could not only make me ill, but potentially cost me money because I wouldn't have a way to pay my medical bills.
Many subs choose to work only at a few schools. Rural and low-income urban schools struggle to get enough subs during normal years. Coates said school-by-school COVID closures could create more inequity. Schools in poor areas may have to close for lack of teachers, while more affluent suburban schools attract enough subs to keep the doors open. Closures have a huge effect on families. Lisa Bostick has a kindergartner and a second grader at Belmorris Elementary and a seventh grader at Whittle Springs Middle School. When schools closed in spring, she juggled between bringing her youngest kids to her convenience store job, leaving them all at home together, or giving up work hours. She doesn't know how she'll support the family if her kids flip to virtual classes from home.
It's been rubbing me for a while. I mean, being a single parent is already hard. Their dad is in a nursing home. So if they do away with school, it's going to put me back in a bind to where I can't work the hours I need to work.
Many teachers tell Tanya Coates they don't expect school to last another month in person. She's more optimistic, unless flu season starts soon.
They're butting up against an epidemic and a pandemic. It could get so far out of control if we don't have the bodies to replace those that are teaching. There will be no choice but to shut the system down.
For WUOT News, I'm Heather Duncan.